In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The word Advent is derived from the Latin word meaning coming. Advent is a short season focused on the second coming of Jesus, but it culminates in the celebration of his first coming in the flesh in Bethlehem. Because Advent culminates with Christmas, Christians are sometimes confused by the seasonal emphasis on the end times. But it's really quite simple. Jesus isn't about to be born, but he is most certainly about to return. See in his birth a foreshadowing not only of the cross and resurrection, but also of the end. The bridegroom is coming. And if he's coming, then we are waiting. God's people have always been waiting. David sings, "Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord." The holy prophet Isaiah writes, "They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Thus, from the time of Adam until John the Baptist, men waited for the fulfillment of the temple to arrive, for God to take up their cause in his body and sacrifice himself in their stead. They were waiting for the Messiah to be born and to die. David, despite his many sins, was confident, "No one who waits on the Lord shall be put to shame." David waited for the incarnation, for the crucifixion, for the lifting of the law and the forgiveness of sins to be won. Those years from the birth of Christ to his resurrection are the pinnacle of history, the culmination of time. It is exactly what the world waited for. That waiting, though, is now done. But we're still waiting. We wait for the same Lord, but for his return. He says, "Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me, to repay each one for what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." We want that recompense. We want it because Jesus has paid it for us. And it's therefore unjust that we should still suffer in our sins and bear the burden of shame. He has paid in full, and we are free. Yet while we wait, while we endure, we suffer from our sins and the sins of others. So we're eager for the end, for the recompense and reward, for the integrity and uprightness of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We're eager for that which has been bought for us to be fully given to us, for the good work begun in us to be complete. We wait with no less eagerness than our forefathers who waited for the Messiah's birth. The kingdom of God is at hand. There is hope for his people. There's hope for those who suffer unkind gossip, whether true or not. That is, there is hope for you. And there is a family, a father, a brother, a bridegroom for you. That's why it's so easy to pray with David, "Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day." Thanks be to God. The bridegroom is coming. In Jesus' name, amen.